Blog Talk Radio. The Great Zach Take Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Take's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Take Show on Real Life Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm. It is Great Zach Tate, Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Periscope Live, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all in advance for all generally 1,000 viewers that's watching. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Tonight's show, we are going to get down to the nitty-gritty about relationships. Title of the show is When Relations Leave the Relationship. It has come to my attention that people are in long-term relationships and not being intimate whatsoever. It is a phenomenon that I cannot understand, nor can I relate to. However, I've interviewed some people who refuse to come on the show and would like to remain anonymous, and they have expressed to me how this is possible. And I found out that it's much more common than you would believe. So I'm going to cover this show today. But before we cover this show, I want to thank all 1,000 viewers and listeners again. And you could have been anywhere at any time with anyone, but you have chosen to spend your hour with me. And I would like to thank you for tuning in every Wednesday, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and Periscope Live. I want to thank y'all tremendously for spending your time with me. Without further ado, allow us to do our opening right. Let us come to terms with life. Our life is in the human struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle holds death in life. Out of struggle of the now, we will create the human world of the future. The past is approved, the present is received, and the future is open. God bless y'all all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Again, you don't know how much abundantly I'm going to be thanking y'all. Cheryl Gordon Love on Periscope. So if you're new to the show, the way this works is I handle three apps simultaneously, and I have the ability to take questions, answer all three forms, and shout out my peoples, like my boy Headache. Thanks for joining in. I appreciate that. Send the wave. Cheryl Gordon Love, always showing love. If nobody got my back, I know she do. The boss, Lisa Gabrielle, is not available. She got her feet kicked up, but between me and Cheryl, we're going to hold it down. Cousin Lisa on the track. Hey, on Facebook Live, I don't see no love. I don't see no hearts. I don't see no thumbs up. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know who's there. So, hey, we are talking about when relations leave the relationship. Now, before we do that, what we generally do is shout out our sponsors and we shout out our supporters. And this is broadcasting from the 2K Live and South Florida Initiative, the conglomerate. That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it the 2K conglomerate simply because these are some young, ambitious warriors of wealth. These individuals is coming as warriors of wealth, and they coming for you. Neri is on. Thanks for joining in every week. Thank you very much for always showing your love and support on Instagram. I appreciate it. So what I need everybody to do is tell a friend, invite a friend, and let them know the Great Zach Tate Show is on, and we're about to get busy. With our advertisers and our sponsors, it is $40. The fee is $40 for 3 months. We shout out your Instagram handle, your business, your service, whatever product. We endorse it. We give you a quick plug and allow all the people that watch, view, and subscribe to shout you out and send some activity your way. So without further ado, we generally cover current events. My favorite topic during the current events section is our clown in chief, my man Dennis, a.k.a. Dennis, Agent Orange, a.k.a. Agent Orange, Mr. Trump. So I think, the boss has arrived on Instagram Live, Miss Elisa Gabrielle. Okay, we feel much more secure now. So when relations have left the relationship, I cannot think of a greater specimen to comment on than our comedian and clown in charge and comedian in chief, Donald Dennis J. Trump. It is apparent for those who do not understand, and let me keep it on the current event side and be a little more professional with this. It appears that the president has once again been caught in an allegation where he allegedly slept with a Russian prostitute. He paid her hush money. His alias was Dennis somebody another, double D, and she was paid $100,000+ to hush during his presidential campaign. The president, of course, denies this. I am sure that he's going to deny this. Why is it important, ladies and gentlemen, for a person who lies blatantly to the public in our faces every week that he has denied any type of contact with this prostitute? Eros the Dark Man, thanks for tuning in. That's my boy, Mighty Dog. So what happens if someone blatantly lies, right? Let's utilize Exhibit A. During the inauguration, all the video cameras from every form of media possible broadcasted, showed you the participation of how many people attended the inauguration, and what happened? It was empty. What did he say? Oh, it was packed. It was beautiful. It was packed. It was beautiful. This was more people that never came out, that ever came out. It was wonderful. That's what he said. He just blatantly lied to the public. The supporters who are too blind to care about anything was like, yeah, he's right. They won't give him a break. They're down on him, so on and so forth. This is the type of buffoonery that we have going on. So now, is it possible that Donald Trump was involved with a Russian prostitute? Well, let's see. What type of women do Donald Trump like? Does he like women from the Eastern Bloc nations? Yes. Does he like women from Russia? Yes. Is he currently married to a mail order prostitute? Yes. Was his last wife, Ivanka? Ivanka, Russian. Yes, sounds like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. But my question to all of you is, why we question the credibility of someone that has no credibility? I am confused. Well, I have an answer. Even though I'm confused, I'm also stating my opinion, and my opinion is simply this. Donald Trump, Mr. Smith, thanks for joining. Donald Trump has no credibility, never wanted to be president. I did an entire show on Donald Trump, and I'm going to do another one called The Biography of Donald Trump real soon. So he didn't want to be president, got there by accident. They hacked, they manipulated the votes. He's in. After he's in, he's saying, how do I grab all the money, utilize this power that I have, and get out? What happens? He's still in. It is unfortunate to him. He's probably tweeting every day trying to figure out why they haven't gotten rid of me yet. So this is what they're doing. This is the precursor to trying to impeach him and get him out of office. We have to find something that can stick. We have a witness. But guess what? My prediction is nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to care. It's not even going to matter that much. So, fine. The part of this show that relates to his show, because that's all his presidency has been in the last 12 months, one big show, is that there are couples, for various reasons, and I would like to hear from some couples. I would like people who have experienced this, right, that relations have left the relationship. So what they have done in this situation is they have agreed to be in a understanding. And this is what all relationships are. If you have a relationship, your relationship should be an understanding. If you have issues communicating, you should communicate from the standpoint that you are trying to create an institution of understanding. You understand me, you understand my needs and my goals and aspirations. I understand you, your goals and aspirations. And together, we make sure that those things homogeneously operating in a way that is successful for both of us. It does not matter who or what believes how your relationship should function. It only should matter to you how your relationship functions. The very moment you start including other people into your relationship is the very moment your relationship starts getting crazy. I have a father of mine. I have several fathers, but the most influential one in my life, Mr. Morris Howard, explained to me once. He said, it was a situation that was aggravated, and he said, never take a man to your bed with you. I said, what? He said, are you a homosexual? Absolutely not. He said, all right. Every time you lay down at night frustrated about another man of what he did or said, if you don't let it go before the night is out, you bringing that man to bed with you. Never take another man to bed with you. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, I want to address the ladies first, as usual. Ladies, when you are being programmed by shows like Love and Hip Hop, The Haves and the Has Not, Scandal, Love and Hip Hop Miami, Hollywood, New York, Black Ink, anything Housewives of Atlanta is when there's only one real wife on the show, maybe two, and a possible. Don't ask me how I know that. So when you watch shows in your program, you're receiving program that's giving you information on how to be more dysfunctional in your relationship, you are taking all of them into bed with you. When you have girlfriends, male friends, your work husbands, all in your ear telling you how to conduct your relationship, you're taking them all in bed with you. Gentlemen, as you know, if you are a follower of Great Zach Tate, you know that I am incredibly disappointed in the male gender of the new millennium. And I'm just going to address it like this. Based on your stupidity, men, it is advisable that you begin to seek out other men who have or appear to have low drama in their relationships. If you begin to communicate, because this is what men don't do, right? Women sit down in a relationship. Let me take you from the beginning of the relationship, and then I'll get to what happens when there's no relations in the relationship. In the very beginning of the relationship, when women get together and they have their girl talk, they talk about who they are dealing with, dating, or married to. And they openly discuss the issues, the challenges at hand. It is the woman's goal, men, to take your genitalia, cut it off, put it in a jar, and keep it on her nightstand and to control you while making you her leader to be led by. It is a crazy phenomenon, and this is why men are from Mars and women are from Venus. But when she sits in the tribe in the gang of womanhood, they sit down and say, nah, girl, you're doing it wrong. What you need to do is this, and what you, they get counsel. And in that counsel is a motive and effort in her reaching her goal and having complete domesticated man who is being dominated by her for him to fulfill all her needs. So she getting counseled by mother, grandmother, sister, aunt, girlfriend, fake sister, sister-in-laws, everybody. This is what they do. But men, they go, I got this. Nah, you bugging. Nah, I know what I'm doing. And all this nonsense when we really don't have a clue. The way that we get a clue in relationships is not by talking to the lame who acting like, oh, I don't do nothing wrong and everything is well. And, you know, this is the type of individual that when his friends want to go out, he's going to his wife saying, baby, can I go out tonight with the fellas? And she telling him, shut up, you ain't going nowhere. If that's the type of guy you acquire to be, fine. I'm not criticizing. If their relationship is happy, the worst for him. But that's not the type of guy that I'm interested in learning from or being more like. Because I am not that type of guy. What you must know is who you are. You cannot pull the entire mask off and show your woman for the most part because she's going to run it hot. Your agenda is first to get in the panties. After you get in the panties, see, how does this woman develop and build me? If she builds me, I like her. If she's entertaining, I like her. If she's easy, you know who you are, what you like and what you don't like. And from there, you decide based on your moral standards and values if you can create a future with her. And you get into what is called a relationship. This partnership is two people who need something for each other, who's going to use each other. When you fall deeply in love, whatever that may be for you, for me, love is just the highest understanding. When you fall deeply in love is when you reach to start saying it is time to make daily sacrifices for someone else's benefit. Do you understand what I'm saying? I expressed a statement that is directly in conflict with the laws of nature. When you fall deeply in love is when you begin to make daily sacrifices for someone else's benefit. If you disagree, feel free to call in 929-477-3213. If you have something that don't call in at 929-477-3213, Blog Talk Radio Live. If you have something on Instagram Live, go ahead and put it up in the messages. Periscope, how y'all doing? Boys from Russia, always tune in. I need y'all to go ahead, ask y'all a question. Along with Facebook Live, just type in the question, your comment, or your answers. Or if I got this thing totally wrong, come on and check me. 929-477-3213. So now, I want to thank Traveling Beauty Trainers on Periscope Live. So now, when you get deeply in love, start making daily sacrifice for somebody else's benefit, what happens is you begin to compromise the paradigm, the outline, the outlook, the viewpoint, all the same thing, of what you thought love is. Now, here's the key. When you have compatibility on a physical level, an intellectual level, a sexual level, financial level, an emotional level, and a spiritual level, when you have that compatibility combined, the compromise gets easier. It is easy for you to overlook what is wrong. Because a real relationship, in order for it to survive, you must show each other the ugliness. Men, if you've been around, if you've been with over 50 women in your life, man, it is best that you reserve from pulling a complete mask off. Because you're going to be too stupid to be able to handle. You're going to try to be honest. She's going to think she married to a whore or is pursuing a whore. She ain't going to want you. She's going to be looking at how morally debased and disgusting you are. You know how we talk when we at the bar. I'm looking forward to having a podcast called Men Without Women or He-Man's Woman Lovers Group or something, where we talk amongst ourselves on camera, the way we talk in private, so women can become more educated about men. But when relations leave the relationship, I want to thank my man Papa Stopper, live from the BX, joining in on Instagram Live. When relations leave the relationship, what happens is, I believe, based on my conversations with people today, is that you get into this rut. You get into this routine. So let's talk about the different species and what happens when they join together and live together in a relationship. Men like variety. It's never going to change. It's never going to stop. Don't try to fight your man. There's been plenty of nights he's been on top of you and he's been visualizing someone else. Don't take it personal. Hopefully the sex was magnificent, but this is the type of stuff men do to put in their head to be able to continue to be faithful to the woman or at least come home every night. So for men, I want to thank New York City Shootin'-a-Thon for joining us on Instagram Live. So for men, based on the variety they like, they have different methods that they utilize to exercise this natural mechanism that they have going on. Some of them flirt. Some of them entertain women. Some of them have women friends. Some of them hang out with their sisters. Some of them play their wives so close that their wives' girlfriends start embracing them. Like, what's homeboy name on, he kicked off the show, got off the show. He was married to Cynthia Bailey. The Jamaican dude, Papa Smurf, what's his name? Forgot his name, but Papa Smurf from Housewives of Atlanta, you know, you start getting so entwined with your wife and what's going on, you start thinking you a chick and you can start responding back. Some guys, that works for them. Peter, you turn into a Peter. You start hanging with your wife so much, you start thinking that you can entertain wife and women cattiness and pettiness and wife issues. You way out of line, way out of pocket. So these different methodologies and mechanisms to maintain their natural order, what men do is they work with their nature and don't want to hurt the woman they love, so they put themselves in check. Some after trial and error, y'all just keep getting busted. Now listen to this, man. I'm a firm believer that when it comes to crime, when it comes to infidelity, when it comes to certain career choices, when you are not good at it, it is evidence all the time that you get busted, sloppy, out of order. When you are not good at something, it is a clear indication that you stop being involved with that thing. I am not talking about a goal that you are pursuing and trying to get better at. I'm talking about these criminals that you got caught 9 different times for the same thing and went to jail 9 different times. It is very clear you are not good at crime. It is time that you stop that. Individuals that want to be unfaithful. You have a woman at home. She doesn't do it for you all the way. Either she's missing the ego part, the sexual part, her physical body is not what's attracting to you, or whatever it is that makes you want to go outside. It's not the challenge, the hunt, whatever it is. Every single time you get busted, every single time your wife finds out. And here's the sad part. She ain't even trying to find out. And y'all just sloppy, disgusting, and messy about your affairs. it is very clear that one or two things have to stop. You have to stop being married, or you have to stop cheating, because you are not good at it. Women, some of you know, you like variety. You like doing what you're doing, and it creates drama in the household, and you keep creating a mess. It's obvious you're not good at this. Stop gossiping. Stop backbiting. Stop trying to be two-faced. It don't work for you. It don't work for you. Just sit down, be alone, entertain yourself, buy a dog or two dogs. Get involved with that to occupy your time, because it is clear you are not good at being two-faced and gossiping, because you always in some type of drama. Why is all that relevant? Because who you are is who is in a relationship. And who you are is going to manifest in that relationship. The ugly you, the nice you, the conniving you, the busted you, all those people, all these personalities that you got, all coming into relationship. So Tabitha Spencer on Facebook Live is asking, so men should cheat if they're good at it. Well, Tabitha Spencer, my answer to you is that all men want to cheat. They all don't. Because it is not actually cheating. It is called nature. If God wanted one man to be with one woman, he would not have created seven women for every man. If God wanted one man to be with one woman, he would not have been able to make a man impregnate an entire city. Give a man free food and 21 women that's willing to have sex with him. And you're going to have a small village, maybe in a week. God did that. Don't blame us. Blame God if you want to blame somebody. So am I saying a man should cheat if they're good at it? I'm saying either he's going to be a cheater or he's not going to be a cheater. But it's not cheating if the woman participates or knows about it. It's no longer cheating. She said, if a man tells a woman he won't cheat, if a man tells a woman he won't cheat, but he does, then it's cheating. Of course it is. And most men understand it is best to lie, because the relationship started from a lie. And you have that type of relationship, then you have the drama, and you're not at it. So just leave it alone. I'm bringing a woman home, and we're going to share our man. God bless you, woman. I salute you. We are. I hold a trophy for you. You know, my queen might kill me over that statement. However, as a man, when I'm hanging out with the fellas, we all know we're jealous of that guy. We know we are envious of that guy. Got a couple friends who have those type of wives, and I'm looking saying, wow. But because I like breathing, I'm chilling. I am not getting out of order, because I have a wife who likes knives and guns and likes saying the word blood clot. So I'll be chilling. So why does the man cheat and say he won't? Because if he tells you he's not going to cheat, if he tells you, look, I like you, but I like other women, then he's going to lose you. He don't want to lose you. He loves everything you're bringing to the table, but it's something that's inside him that he's running around trying. Ain't got nothing to do with you. That's another thing. Women must stop making excuses and blaming themselves for mankind's stupidity. If you accept that we are stupid by nature, then everything else makes sense. And fellas, I'm going to get upset. Why do I say we stupid? Look at this dumbass Donald Trump right now. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look at Elliot Spitzer. I could go on and on and on. Harvey Weinstein. I could go on and on. And it's a billion different ways all could have went about that shit. But because they stupid, hundreds of millions in the most powerful positions in the world. Bill Clinton, they just give you the list over and over. Bill Clinton in the Oval Office getting ahead. And you're just not good at it, man. Just stop. Tabitha Spencer said, so the man should be accommodating to the woman's nature. Absolutely, he's accommodating to the woman's nature. He's sitting in the shop all day. He has no interest. whatsoever to sit in the shopping mall unless he's not an alpha male. He accommodates every day that he compromises. Women, you must understand that there are some very, very attractive, financially secure, prominent pussy pots out there. Whatever you do, I want you to look at thoughts like this. Thoughts is the way that people talk about immigrant workers. They are willing to do twice as much as you have to pay. That's what's up there. There are thoughts that will tell a man, stay home. I don't have to do, you don't have to do anything. Shopping is not a woman's nature. I don't know what type of woman you are. I think I've dated more women than you, Tabitha Spencer, and shopping is in a woman's nature. Why? Because it is her nature to beautify herself. It is a nature to dress in a way that the world gives her affirmation as a fine specimen. Shopping is the methodology that is utilized to put on garments to exercise that need to be acknowledged and receive the affirmation that they leave. So in relationships, when we understand each other's natures and we understand what we are working with, and when the real nitty-gritty and you say, I'm willing to be committed, not just married, because marriage is one of the stupidest institutions ever created. What the hell do the state have to do with the church? Why do I have to be involved? Why do I need a license to say to my partner, we are doing this forever? My actions is greater than that license, greater than these wedding bands, or anything else. My communication and my honesty about who I am is more valuable to my spouse than any ring could ever be. So why do I need to go spend a bunch of money for a bunch of people to witness me say I do and be with somebody when I'm feeding a bunch of people that not even going to support my marriage, be there, help us, guide us, educate us, allow us to grow, give us money when we financially struggling, any of that? Why? I don't get it. I understand that Europeans came over, and when they got here, they were short in number. And when they got some power, they had to make some laws. They had to rewrite the Bible and say that monogamy is the way. I understand that those who are in charge, the ruling class, the people who created we the people, said we have to make one woman to one man in order for us to grow and populate amongst ourselves. Because if we start letting them squander and start letting us have multiples, what's going to happen is there aren't any other white women available. These are all Africans that we name in Indians and Native Americans running around. So we need to create some laws. And what happened to black people? Y'all got the fear beating your asses so hard that you embrace every bit of European culture. Because it was either embrace this culture or die. In case you need to be more informed about what happened, feel free to pick up the book, We the Blacks, by Zach Tate. Download it now. If you have a Kindle, it's free, or it's available wherever ebooks or paperbacks are sold. So, Tabitha Spencer says, shopping isn't the foundation of relationship. No, it is not. That was not my statement. So you're comparing a man's want to have multiple sex partners to a woman's shopping when it comes to gender nature. No, I'm not. I'm just clearly demonstrating some expressions of one's nature. Want to thank Dina Dawson, 1966, for tuning in on Instagram Live. So I'm clearly demonstrating certain parts of a woman's nature. Here's another part of a woman's nature for you, Tabitha Spencer. A woman's nature is to be the queen of the universe. It is her nature. It's her nature to walk into a room and allow the whole world to see her for who she is, and for every man to be willing to bow down, help, assist in any form or fashion that she could be a stranger. That's part of her nature. Does everybody act according to their nature? We know that most women do not conduct themselves like queen of the universe. We understand due to systematic racism, poverty, wars, epidemics, endemics, disease, crack cocaine, gang warfare, and mental health institutions that the black woman is at risk when she walks into a room and identifies herself without words as queen of the universe. She's going to have to dumb down in some form of nature, in some form of fashion, but her nature, nevertheless, will still remain. If you disagree, feel free to call in 929-477-3213. I'd like to thank everybody on Periscope, Instagram Live, and Facebook Live for tuning in to the Great Zach Tate Show. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m., you could have been anywhere, anytime, or any place, but instead you are here with me. We are not going to take any commercial breaks because my sound man stepped out, and I don't know how to hit the sound. New studio, new time. Also, feel free to support anything that the Imprint Mass Media is doing by downloading our books, sharing our books, promoting our books, letting other people know that our books are here to change their life. So when the relations leave the relationship, over time, like I said earlier, the couple gets into a rut. It starts off as a fine relationship. Oftentimes, if you speak to the men and they speak bluntly, they'll tell you that the sex was never good in the first place. To them, what I mean by good is just that I find women do not spend enough time getting inside a man's head about what his sexuality is. And what I know with black and Latino women, the only women I've experienced in my life, is that when a man tries to come forward and say, these are my desires, many of them are very judgmental. A woman say they will not judge a man. Okay, let me give you an example of a judgment. A man says, it turns me on to be aggressive. I like to choke you until you're ready to pass out while I'm having an orgasm. A woman will say, are you crazy? What are you talking about? Are you bugging out? Ha, ladies and gentlemen, we have the one and only greatest Cyrus Webb tuning on to Instagram Live. He is one of my mentors in this business. Brother, I want to thank you. God bless you. If anybody hasn't heard of Cyrus Webb, go to his website, go to his Instagram, go to his Facebook. He is going to be the leading black journalist. He's going to be the one that's going to straighten out the mess that I create. Cyrus Webb is going to be the closest thing you find to Obama, and I'm going to be the closest thing you're going to find to maybe let me think of a great degenerate. Maybe Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or somebody. I don't know. But Cyrus Webb, thank you for tuning in. So, Mickey Oliver Baker on Facebook Live says, do you all stay still long enough? Communication is everything. Do you all stay still long enough? Communication is everything. Well, I'm not sure how to read that, Mickey. You might want to put a comma or a period or something like that. Uptown Eon. Wow, my brothers are joining in live from DC, Baltimore, DMV area. Eon Williams, if you haven't picked up his book, make sure y'all pick it up. So, what I was talking about before my brothers logged on was in the relationships, when they get in a rut, when you speak to many men, they'll explain to you that something that didn't really attack his mental. And when, as I left off, when he brings forth his desires, oftentimes he's judged. Women say they don't judge, but let me give you an example. When you respond in, are you crazy? What? You want to do what? He's hearing judgment. Do men stay still? There are a lot of domesticated men stay still. Mickey Oliver asked on Facebook Live, do men stay still? Of course, there are a bunch of males who are more dedicated to video games than they are they women. There are a bunch of males that will spend 18 hours watching football on a Sunday. There are males who lock themselves in the room and their entire family knows. Do not talk to him on football day. You could prance around butt naked and he won't even see you unless you are on a screen with a helmet and some shoulder pads on. So yes, there are many men who stay still. And let me say this real clearly. Not all males are interested in sex. Not all males are interested in sex with a woman. Not all males is interested in learning how to blow his woman's mind. Many males, because there's levels to this. There's different levels of attraction. There's different levels of finesse, education, all kind of stuff. Women know what they like. So, man, let me give you some examples, right? Say a guy is out of shape, has health issues. He's 400-and-something pounds and does not have any verbal skills to keep a woman's mental stimulated. Should he be able to date, attract, cohabitate, and copulate with the same woman that a man who's physically fit, which means his physicality is good, spiritually sound, financially savvy, and at the same time have the ability and the know-how to continuously please and keep his woman occupied while leading and educating her? Should those two men be able to date, be attracted to the same type of woman? No. The television has taught you and programmed you that that is not what you find appealing. So why should a guy that does all the work be subjected to the same standards, rules, and dating pool as the guy that just gave up on life or has a mental issue that I'm just not ready for women right now? So do men stay still? Absolutely, men stay still. What type of man are we talking about is the question. What I find is that in these relationships, when I used to date supermodels and great-looking women and women that was all into just looking gorgeous, I found that they were awful in bed. Awful. Basically a waste of time. And what I find with women, when they chasing after the good-looking, great-looking guy and they get defecated on, they have a problem, but they keep trying to date the same guy because they want to. They're more concerned with aesthetics than what's going on inside a man's heart. So Mickey Oliver on Facebook Live said, "What if a woman is aggressive enough to tell a man what she wants in the bedroom and he shy away from what she says?" Now, really simple answer to that: you are not sexually compatible. If you have paid attention to any of my broadcasts, you know that I often tell people on your first date, do not go to any movies, dinner, or any of that. On that first date, ask that man, what is your ugly size? Give me 100 things that mean show me how ugly you are. Get the ugliness out the way. Have the sexual conversation from the first date. Have the conversation that you do not put a lot of time and energy in ending up being disappointed. Because let me tell you what happens, ladies, when you become disappointed. You start putting that buster in the category of all of us. And you start thinking you can treat all of us the same as that buster. And that invites conflict into your life. It messes up the paradigm you have of what a relationship is or what men is, or you start, like I was talking to a young lady, and she's telling me, I've just given up on men altogether. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm done. It's over. And I told her, it's just so unfortunate that you ran into so many busters that made you stop wanting to offer who you are to the rest of the world. Why? Because when a man leads you, when a man loves you, he should lead you. And when he leads you, he educates and motivates you to be the best rendition of yourself. You just going to blow all that? You just going to give all that up because the relations have left the relationship? Or, like I've said a million times in my segment of what women need to know, go back and play it on YouTube, go back and play it on Periscope, or wherever you can find it. You create these unrealistic expectations. And then you're disappointed because you lied to yourself. You expected this male to be a man when he had no idea what that means. He did not understand, nor did he master, that pleasing you starts between your ears and not between your legs. He did not understand that. He did not sit down to question you about who were your past lovers and who did it best and who is the worst? A lot of males don't have that type of security. To me, it is a mandatory question. If you are serious in a woman, men that are listening to this, have that conversation where you sit down and say, who was your best lover? His name was Rodney. He did it like this. He did it like that. He did it like that. And that's what I loved about him. Okay. I need to know because I'm going to blow Rodney's high score out. Thank you for acknowledging that I'm correct, Mickey. If Rodney put up 55 in the game, you better put up 100. Especially when you ain't got nobody else on the court with you. So if there's 6 or 7 Rodneys, because men don't like to hear your numbers. They don't like to hear that you've been with 50 guys. They don't like to hear that. For some reason, they don't accept. This is back to the stupidity. They don't accept that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. When I was young and immature, I wouldn't accept it either because I thought what other people do was a direct reflection on who I was. Thank you, Tabitha Spencer, for tuning in. So I learned as I matured and became a man, I was around 32 years old, I understood that what people do have absolutely nothing to do with who I am. That is who they are. And if I am interested in this person, there is no space for judgment as foul and despicable as I have been in my life. Who am I to judge? So once I understand that, and once you really look deep inside about who you are and what you have to offer and where you've been, hopefully you learn from it, change your ways, and start being more loving and caring and find a mate that can help you be a better person. Well, let's just stick to this. Zach Tate's number one rule that he learned from his queen. If people don't add to your life, they ain't got no space in your life. So Mickey and everybody else, from that first relationship contract, y'all start seeing each other on a regular basis, and now I heard it on a show, they say, they don't say steady is another thing. Exclusive? Is this exclusive? That's the new terminology that I've been out of the dating game forever, but it's a new terminology they use where they want to commit. They say, are we exclusive? So when you get, that's a contract, that's a verbal contract. Are we exclusive? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay, so we're going to start building something. Some women just start moving dudes in after the second week. Start offering them keys because the sex is good. Never mind, he's a pedophile and want to have sex with all your kids. Y'all just giving keys over. That's desperation. That's not the ability to be content by yourself. Your greatest friend in life is going to be you. You don't need someone in the house to distract you or to validate you. I'm sure it would be nice. But that niceness can pay a serious price. Once again, I do not like when women invest long-term into someone that they're creating unrealistic expectations in. Because when he disappoints you or you disappoint yourself, you take it out on everybody else. Because here's the hard part. I knew at one time 4 solid brothers. And for somebody who has 56 real strong brothers. What I know is that so many of them want to love someone so bad. They want to give all their love, all their affection, all their commitment, no interest in cheating to one woman. And some women don't even give them the opportunity because some lame, some buster, some opportunist, somebody that needed a place to stay, somebody that wipes you because it was November and he needed something warm through the winter, destroyed your concept, your perception, your conceptualization of what man is. And when relations leave a relationship and when women and men cohabitate, live together as husband and wife, but haven't been intimate for 5 and 10 years, it is oftentimes because the communication from the very beginning was not there. In the words of Iceberg Slim in the book Pimp, the way you start is generally the way you finish. Why am I quoting a pimp? Wisdom is wisdom no matter where it comes from. I accept knowledge and wisdom and understanding from all people. no matter what walk of life or occupation they may have or currently occupy. You are not what you do, you are who you do. So when you are in these long-term relationships, what I want you to ask yourself is, are you worth more? If you have children in the household and you are determined to both parent equally, and you both have the understanding that we are now roommates and we are going to be here for these children, I salute you. More power to you. It works for you financially. It brings harmony into your household. Fine. But even then, what I beg on bending knee, what I beg you to do is learn how to be great friends. If you both come to the conclusion, we don't work well as a couple. I am not in a position financially to go outside and do my own thing, and I want my kids waking up with me in the same house, and she feels the same way, y'all need to still date. Y'all need to still go out with each other. Y'all need to still talk and say, how do we create a blueprint? The way we became lovers, how do we become friends? Because before somebody becomes your husband and wife, I beg you to be able to start really liking them. I have been in a relationship with somebody that I loved. I loved her so much. I could not stand her, though. I did not like her. I did not like her outside of the bedroom or outside of the house. No, she was not coming around the fellas. No, she was not going to be introduced to nobody. No, she ain't going, we ain't going nowhere. Because I don't like you. I don't like how you gossip. I don't like how you talk. I don't like how you just loud. I don't like how you, but in the bedroom, in the house, you just knew how to pamper, do so much that it just blew my mind. And I was enraptured with the treatment that I was receiving inside the household. But outside of the household, couldn't stand you. So sometimes, you know, me and my queen always talk about this. Like, people are in a relationship where they don't even like each other. Their pictures tell it. When they take pictures together, it shows they really don't like each other. There's things they like about each other, and they love each other because love is a greater understanding, and what you know about yourself, you see part of that in that other person, and you love to love yourself, so you express it to that other person, hoping it comes back as affirmation that you do love yourself. So y'all have that part of the understanding, but the whole ride or die, death do us part, we in this together forever no matter what? Nope. They don't even like each other. The pictures show it. Y'all take pictures, she gained 10 pounds, y'all bug out. That's because you don't like her. You like things about her, love her, but to say, here goes six of my homies, they want to hang out and party. Here goes my spouse, she want to hang out and party. When you really like your party, your spouse, you like, yo, fellas, I get up with y'all another time, me and wifey doing our thing, because you really like her. You dig her. You can't wait to get home and do the dumb, silly stuff. You understand? Thank you for appreciate. Mickey Oliver Baker said, I appreciate your wisdom. Boy, I love appreciation. Not enough people show it. So thank you for your appreciation. Make sure you tune in. Feel free, Mickey, to donate to the GoZack Go at GoFundMe.com or purchase one of our books or download it or just simply share my posts. And let other people know that's following you that you read Zach Tate's book. It's over 2 million sold is the goal. Trying to get 2 million people to buy all of our books or one of our books. Over 2 million. We're going to reach it hopefully before the year is out. So anything you can do to assist us, we appreciate it. So this is Great Zach Tate. We only got about 4 minutes left. 929-477-3213 if you want to yell at me and disagree or put it up. Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live. Come on, time for y'all to attack. Time for y'all to put up y'all questions. Time for y'all to give me any comments. It generally doesn't happen. I was told that I'm very intimidating, so people don't call in because they don't want me to embarrass them. I will not embarrass you. If we have a different opinion, I am open to growth. The more you teach me, the better I can empower more people. So when Mickey Oliver Baker got you, I'm going to share this with my ex-husband. He needs to hear this. Okay. I hope he does. And if he needs to reach out to me, tell him to reach out. He could contact me. I don't like men in my DM, but he could do what he got to do to contact me. If he needs some advice, I'll give it to you. Because this is what I know about husbands, too. Ex-husbands. Because I talked to a few of them. And they all say the same thing. She was the best thing I ever had, but I didn't know it until I left. Man. But I'm not doing the work to get her back. It's just too much work. Because it's about vulnerability, ladies. That man is not comfortable with being vulnerable. You get mad and want to yell out to the world how you put your finger in his butt and all that type of stuff. He don't want that. He don't want to be vulnerable. So he just does not come back. He'd rather just deal with somebody new, be somebody new, go through his midlife crisis. If he's over 40, he got all these 21-year-olds hollering at him. He trying to, you know, they always calling each other, yo, what I'm supposed to do? She's 23. Buy her some baby food and send her ass home to her parents. That's what you're supposed to do because you ain't going to get nothing but sex and aggravation. She's a baby. Give babies baby food and send them home to their parents so their parents can raise them right. That is my advice to men all the time when they want to deal with these young girls because it's an ego thing. But for you individuals who are in relationships and are not having relations, I beg you once again to have the conversation. Now, ladies, this is what I know. Y'all would cut off the TV, sit on an ottoman in front of him, and say, just talk to me. Just tell me what I'm doing wrong. And it's probably money. It's probably a money issue. If you are unfaithful, I advise all women not to confess, no matter what. The best of the best women will never confess, ever. And that's just how they operate. Because it goes into his mind, he replays it a million times, and he can't shake it. Just like some men in the delivery room, they watch the baby come out, they can't shake it. The reason they can't shake it because they choose not to. Whatever occupies your brain the most of the time and concentrate on is what you have chose. They do not choose to move on. So it is not you. Do not look at yourself. But let me take that back. I'm going to reel that back in. Sometimes it is you. Sometimes men is just not men. They boys, they going from their mama to you. You wash their clothes, you cook their food, you see how their mama treat them, you pick up from their mama, and he's never being a man, you destroy him. So I hope I was helpful to you all. This is the Great Zach Tate Show. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 p.m., new studio, new digs, reporting you from the 2K studio, 2K Live, on South Florida Float. God bless you all. Please share, tell a friend. And I'm signing off. Periscope, love you. God bless y'all all. Oh, man, that happened. Facebook Live. And last, Instagram Live. Peace out. I don't know how to cut off Instagram Live. I keep having that issue. Okay, and live video. Peace. Need to hold on the mic, man. Sorry about that. Who the fuck is this? It's Black China?
Mm-hmm.
She ridiculous. Damn.
Yeah, she is.
Who wants that?
Yeah, no, that's too much.
Yeah. And you know what, Sap?
Got this shit off.
No, off everything. Sad part is they can't take no dick.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
That's the sad part. Big old ass can't take no dick.
You.